Brothers and sisters, today we rejoice as we honor St. Jude Thaddeus, our powerful intercessor and our friend in times of trial. We come to him because we need hope. We need hope in this world, this troubled world. And if we look around, there's lots of reasons to despair. We have broken families, broken marriages, economic difficulties, rampant addictions, especially among the youth, and most importantly, a society so fixed on material prosperity that it has forgotten God. Yet in this darkness, we have access to a greater hope, one that no suffering can destroy, and that is the hope that comes from Jesus Christ. And if you look at the image of St. Jude, he normally has a flame above his head. It looks like it maybe fell off during the procession, but that flame is fuel. It's fuel from a divine hope that he has. And where does that hope come from? Look at who he's pointing to. That medal on his chest is the face of your God, Jesus Christ. He wants to offer you the presence that he has. In eternal glory right now, he wants to offer you that glory here on earth, the presence of God. And that God knows your wounds, he knows your hurts, he knows your past, your sin, your confusion, and into that darkness, he still calls you to himself. He invites you to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, your mind, and your strength. And you know that you can have that hope by doing what he has asked us to do. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. You must put God first. By loving your neighbor, by confessing your sins, by going to Mass, by teaching your children the faith, you are living that hope that Christ left us through his church. And let's be honest, with all the despair around us, we have lots of reasons not to hope. And if that is not enough, in 100 years, most of us will not be here. But what St. Jude is telling you today is that you are called to a greater hope. Follow that compassionate hand of St. Jude towards Jesus. Anchor your heart on him, the true eternal source of your joy, and you will have that hope that never disappoints. And now is the opportunity. As we approach the altar for the Eucharist, give him your heart and live in his presence. And there you will find true peace and strength. Amen.